Next Friday is Valentine's Day, so it is not too soon to talk about relationships. And Marianne, you've been doing a lot of that lately, haven't you?
I sure have. Bob, you know what? The other day on my TikTok account and on my Havana Girl Instagram accounts, I did a post on the five chores that you do around the house. And I cannot believe the feedback I received. People started to send their own husbands chores or making funny comments about what you do. So I thought that our listeners here would want to weigh in on some of that.
Don't I do more than five things?
Yeah, you absolutely do, which is why I'm going to be updating my TikTok and Instagram accounts. So I've thought of several more things that you do, but here are the five that I listed. Okay, so you make up the bed, you take out the trash, you change light bulbs, you clean up after dinner, thank God, and probably the best thing you do is that you clean out the little thingy in the vacuum cleaner that's attached to the vacuum cleaner that's full of all that gunk. Right. You clean that out really well.
Thank you. Well, those are five more things than my father did. Hey, you know what? I'm thinking I also fill the car up with gas. I go to the cleaners. I go grocery store shopping. I like doing all that, and you don't. And sometimes I even kill a bug.
Yeah, that's a hard one. For you to kill a bug takes way too much energy for me to beg you to do it. And then by that time, the bug is gone because you like to capture the bug and then put it in a nice hotel room while you take it outside so that it can be free. Yeah.
I put it in a Kleenex or something. I'm a kind man.
Uh-huh. But after hearing from so many people on social media, I have come up with a list of eight reasons why it's a good idea to divide up the chores. People were weighing in on that, and I'm curious about you know, how other couples do it. And by the way, for those hearing this, please let me know what goes on in your house. Leave your comment on my Instagram or on my TikTok.
All right, let's hear why we need to have assigned chores.
All right. Well, the first one is it prevents resentment. So clear divisions of labor reduce the chance that one partner feels overburdened or underappreciated.
I'm all for anything that avoids conflict.
Okay. It enhances communication because you're discussing and dividing up the chores. And, you know, that encourages cooperation. The next one is that it reduces stress. This is a big one for us because that's you. You know, it's so sweet. You want to know what's expected of you.
I'm good at following orders.
Exactly. Not creating the orders, but just following them. So knowing what's expected minimizes all confusion. So I know that's why you like it. All right. It also promotes fairness because all a well-thought-out plan ensures that responsibilities are just evenly shared based on ability, time, and preferences. It strengthens the teamwork aspect of a relationship because, you know, you have this sense of partnership and mutual support. It increases productivity because when roles are defined, the chores are completed efficiently and there's, you know, it minimizes procrastination.
Minimizes thinking, too.
Exactly. It also fosters respect because if things are fair, you're showing consideration for each other's time and effort and contributions. And the last one is that it provides structure. If you have a chore plan, there's a predictable routine which can make your lives smoother and less chaotic.
Yeah, you get in a nice rut. It's very nice.
Exactly. Well, I'm not sure how we wound up with your five chores and me doing the rest, by the way. I think it either happened organically or I said, I'm not doing that, whatever that was, like the trash or the killing of the bugs or whatever. And then you did it. But then they became our assigned jobs over the many years that we've been married.
For the record, I also take the car in for maintenance. And how about the mail? I get the mail.
Yeah. You make a huge deal of making the mail, taking the mail, or getting the mail, I mean, and which is hilarious to me because it's a few feet away from the house. That's, you just have to go out the front door and walk like 10 steps and then you get the mail.
Well, I'm a broadcaster. I like to announce what I do.
Well, don't forget to text Bob here or comment on my TikTok or Instagram accounts, which my Instagram is at Havana Girl, because I really want to hear what other people are doing. Maybe we can learn something that will help our relationship, right? And increase the 5 chores to maybe 10 chores.
Let's not get carried away here. What's on Savvy Planet? What's the recipe you have now?
Well, I have a lot of recipes, but this one is a really easy one that can be used for any party you're having, whether it's Super Bowl or any other gathering. They are mini sandwiches on sweet rolls. They're like sweet, sticky Hawaiian rolls. It's so really, really delicious. And they're usually made with ham and cheese. And, you know, there are varieties that you can make. Cubans, like in my family, we called them bocaditos. But in the South, they're also known as funeral or party sandwiches. And they're delicious and a great finger food.
Hope you make some this weekend. For that recipe and a ton of other ones, subscribe to Marianne's blog at SavvyPlanet.com. Savvy Planet, hyphen between Savvy and Planet, SavvyPlanet.com. You forgot to mention, I'm also in charge of complaining about you making too many social plans.
Yes, you definitely are. And thank goodness, though, you follow through and you attend most of them.
We'll see what happens this weekend.